Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with artists Doris Park and Steve Maxson, the owners of the MaxCast Sculpture and Foundry Service in Kelowna. They recently completed designing and building a bronze sculpture of President Herbert Hoover that was unveiled in West Branch this summer. This is part one of a two-part interview.
How did you get into metal casting, the both of you?
I was up in Minnesota. I don't know, I was taking metal casting classes at the University of Minnesota. Then I ended up going to Alabama with my professor there to the Cast Iron Art Expo, and that's where I met Max here. But I was already crazy about it at the time.
Steve, are you originally from Kelowna or this part of Iowa?
I'm from Mason City. I went to the University of Iowa, got an MFA there in, 1980, and then sort of looked around for teaching jobs, and none of them seemed to turn up that were any good, so I started my own little backyard foundry sort of between here and Iowa City on a farm. Had a chicken coop foundry there. I got a bunch of stuff at different foundry auctions. There were a lot of foundries closing about that time, so I got a lot of stuff, and I decided I better find a place on a gas line with three-phase electricity. So we looked around, and we found this place in Kelowna. It used to be an old Case dealership built about 1940. So, and it had three-phase electricity and a gas line, and it was cheap.
Yeah. So they said he allowed you to do it, which, yeah, you know, some of the towns didn't want a foundry in their midst.
Right. Well, we don't really, they kind of envision smokestacks and pouring metal constantly. We don't do that. We spend most of our time making molds and finishing metal and doing that sort of stuff. So it's more like a blacksmith than a foundry with.
But the term, just calling it a foundry, is people do envision this smoke-belching, monstrous operation.
Blackened skies.
Yes, right. Yeah. And it's really not like that.
And it seems like you guys take on job, at least around the Midwest. Where's the furthest that you've taken a casting job?
People send us stuff from both coasts, so, you know, little jobs. So we do things for artists who want things cast, smaller things.
But we do a lot of things like, I don't know, drawer pulls, or, you know, if somebody needs an antique doorknob replicated or something, and those people will send it from wherever they are. Big piece, like a life-size sculpture, I'd say it's in the region, I guess. But we have taken to doing these commissions where we make the sculpture right here, but it could be sent quite a ways. We sent one to Monticello, Indiana, 2 years ago. We made that one for them, and we hauled it out there and installed it and stuff.
Right.
And we have the doughboy from Appleton, Wisconsin. We went up there to get it, and now we're making the rubber mold on it.
I think we might be doing some more Hoovers. The Hoover Foundation was talking about putting a Hoover on a bench in front of every Hoover elementary school in the country. I think there are about 50 of them. I don't think that's going to happen.
Well, it wouldn't happen instantly. It might happen over time. We do more of them. I don't know. Maybe a few more. I don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
But they said they were going to basically write a letter to all the Hoover elementaries and offer to subsidize the cost of having one of those made for them. It's been very popular. I guess there aren't any other sculptures of Hoover.
Oh, I know there are sculptures of Hoover. There are cities that have a sculpture of every president, you know.
Yeah, there is that city in South Dakota. They've probably worked their way up to Hoover by now.
Yeah, I've seen it. It didn't look, it wasn't a flattering likeness. They're out there.
Sometimes metal statues, they can be unflattering of notable people. How do you think your Hoover statue compares to maybe other ones that you've seen, or how do you think you did as far as trying to capture his likeness?
I think he looks pretty good. He looks pretty happy. He sort of looks serene and Buddha-like in his happiness. It's kind of unusual for
Hoover. They wanted him smiling and looking friendly, and of course, I don't know. I think you should always somewhat flatter the subject unless there's some reason for not doing it that way. I did the face, so I was trying to make him look charming and friendly and still be a good likeness. And that's pretty hard to do, actually.
Yeah, not many pictures of him smiling.
That was hard.
Where did you find one of him looking somewhat cheerful?
Well, there's a couple. They mostly are the ones where he has his dogs with him. He really loved dogs, and he was smiling at his dogs, you know, in several pictures. The pictures were unfortunately quite blurry or fuzzy or shadowy or something, so I had to kind of go back and forth between those pictures and pictures where he wasn't smiling and get things like the shape of his nose and stuff, and I tried to interpret the fuzzy or shadowy pictures and figure out things like the shape of his eyelids and stuff.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Doris Park and Steve Maxson of MaxCast Sculpture and Foundry Services in Kelowna. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.